The reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, from the beginning. This can be found on page 1076 in the Church Bibles. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Never flicker. Oh, great. Right, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and this morning we ask that you would help us to understand it and help us to apply our lives to it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are continuing our series today, looking at eight times that Jesus said, "I am something." That's why we've got these letters at the front. Eight times Jesus said, "I am," these claims that he made. Now, we've looked so far at Jesus' claim to be the bread of life and the light of the world, and also his claim to be the resurrection. We went slightly out of order for that, but we thought it was a good thing to do at Easter. Well, today we're coming to a really funny one. Rodney has just read to us. He has read Jesus' claim to be the gate. "I am the gate," Jesus said. And in fact, in the original language that Jesus used, the word that we translate as gate is probably better translated as door, which makes it even more weird. "I am the door." What is Jesus talking about when he says, "I am the gate," or "I am the door"? Well, let's just think about doors for a moment. We use doors all the time, don't we? We go in them and we go out of them. Today, think of the doors that you have gone in and out. Bedroom doors, bathroom doors, front doors, church gates maybe. Maybe you came in through the gate. But we, all through the week, we go in and out of doors, office doors, school doors, and so on. We go in them, we go through them. And that is the point to remember here. We go in them and we go through them. Now, some doors and some gates are special. They're not just like a bedroom door or a house front door. They are special. Now, I wonder if you can help me identify some special gates and some special doors. So if you can identify something, I'd like you to put your hand up when you see it. Okay, I'm going to show some pictures on the screen, and we've got to see if we can identify where these are. So ready? Here's the first one. Where is this? If you think you know where this is, then let me know. Yes. Buckingham Palace. I thought I heard someone say Buck House. That's how we used to colloquially refer to it. Buck House, Buckingham Palace. And if you went through these gates, assuming that the flag is flying and the person is in residence, who would we expect to see? If we went in and went into Buckingham Palace, who would we expect to see? Hands up. Anyone? Yes. The king. Yeah, we would expect to see the king. That's one example. Okay, what about this one? Anyone help me identify this door or gate? Ooh, it's a wardrobe door. And on the wardrobe, there might be an engraving of a lion. Anyone help me with this? Yes, towards the back. Go on. Yeah. It's the wardrobe door from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Chronicles of Narnia. And Oliver, if you went through this door, what would happen? Yeah, you'd go to the land, this magical land. You'd go on an adventure, wouldn't you? Absolutely. Okay, third example. Anyone tell me where this one is? These are gates. Now, there's a bit of a clue. I've given you the location. And there are also some fairly coloured bricks and things like that. Yeah, where do... This is Legoland! Exactly. Now, the gates are closed. But if you were there and the gates opened, what would you have lots of if you went through those gates? Yeah, you'd have lots of fun, wouldn't you? You'd go through there, you'd go on rides, you'd enjoy it. So we go into gates and doors all the time. Final one, where's this one? We know this one, don't we? Where's this one? It's St. John's, that's it. We go through the doors and we come together as a family. The point is this, every day we go through different kinds of doors and gates. Sometimes they are normal and common, sometimes they are a bit more special. But they give us access to all sorts of people and all sorts of experiences and all sorts of opportunities. So why did Jesus call himself a gate or a door? It's an odd thing to say about yourself, really. Well, to help us think about that, what I want to let you know and just highlight for you is that when Jesus said he was the gate, he wasn't just saying, I am a physical sort of object. He said, I am the gate for the sheep. And that is really important. Jesus said he was the gate for sheep. So, I need a couple of volunteers. I need three volunteers to dress up as sheep. Now, you need to be on the smaller side for this. Debs, can you, and Anna's going to come and help me with this. So, I need three volunteers, and it's probably going to be slightly easier if you may be wearing trousers and not a dress, because you've got a thing to, you can come up. Do you want to come up and put a, come on then, you come up. One over here, and another I think you might, Harry, you'll be, I think, perfect. Sorry, Oliver, I think you might be a little bit too big. So I've got three volunteers here. Anna, I'm going to let Anna, and if you go to Deb's over there, you're going to dress up as sheep for us, okay? So you go over there and dress up as sheep, and Harry, you go over there as well. You'll come back in just a minute. So when Jesus said that he was the gate, he was talking to people about sheep. And the people Jesus was talking to would have been very familiar from their Bibles, which is our Old Testament, they would have been very familiar with the idea that people are often compared to sheep in the Bible. And I want to share with you just one example of that. Oliver, you had your hand up, so can you come and read something for us? We're going to share an example of where in the Bible people are compared to sheep, okay? Does that look all right? Just hold on a minute. Okay, I'm going to put it up on the screen so we can see it as well. So, Oliver, take it away. Oh, hang on, you need a microphone, which would be really helpful. Just wait 2 seconds. Right, try that, yep.
Hello.
Go on. It'll come.
We all like sheep. Have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way.
Great, thank you very much. And that's from the prophet Isaiah. You can have a seat. Now, because you've read, and there is a little bit of a financial incentive to coming up here, you can choose one of these little... We might have had some Easter eggs left over in the Teasdale household. What do you think? There you go. Right, have a seat. Thank you, Oliver, for reading that for us. So what we call the Old Testament, the first part of our Bibles, we are compared to sheep who go astray. So let's just think about what sheep are like. How are our sheep getting on? Are we almost ready? We're getting arms in. When we think about sheep, they do flock together, but they have a tendency to wander off. They have a tendency to wander off and get lost. So if you're ready, you come over here, sheep. Oh, you look great. Look at these guys here. Look at this. Dressing up as sheep. Fantastic. Come on, Harry. We're still getting last one in. Come on, Harry. We just want to stand here and just soak in this glory. Look at these sheep. They look fantastic. Who would have thought, hey? Are we getting another one, or are we just going with two today? We're struggling. Oh, we put the arm in the leg. Oh, right. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Well, let's think about sheep. Why don't you two just go for a wander? Do you want to just go for a wander? Now, isn't that interesting? They've gone together. So sheep do flock together, but sometimes you can go wherever you like. So, Harry, why don't you just wander off over there? And do you want to wander? Sometimes the sheep just wander around and they go wherever they want to. And when they wander off, they could be in danger. I don't know if mums are thinking, where's he going to go? What's he going to touch? Where's she, you know, have I got my eyes on her? I don't, you know, we worry about them and they could get lost. And they could be in danger from wild animals as well. We're going to get our third sheep in a moment. But, you know, wild animals are pretty scary. I mean, if I was to bring a wild animal in here, like a lion or a wolf or something like that, that would be quite scary, wouldn't it? Some of you might be thinking, I'm going to bring a wolf in. I'm not going to bring my dog in, don't worry. I know we looked at that last week. But that would be quite scary, and you would want to run away, and then you would increase your chances of getting lost. But even without wild animals, the Bible says, what Oliver just read to us, we are all like sheep who have this tendency to go off and get lost, go away from God. And in Jesus' day, the shepherds would have normally kept their sheep in two kind of sheep pens. When they were close to the town or the city, they would have been in a sheep pen that would have been purpose-built, and it probably would have had a physical gate or a door to it. And thank you, that's brilliant. That's where they would have stayed. But when they took them out into the countryside, they would have had a more informal sheep pen, shall we say, just built out of rocks. No door or gate to it, no covering at all. Maybe it looked something a little bit like this. If we can, oh, I seem to have lost, no, gone too far. There it is. Maybe it looked something a little bit like this. So, I thought what would be good this morning was if we could recreate our own sheep pen up the front. So, I've got some helpers. Nathan and Lewis are going to come and help me. And we're going to build a sheep pen at the front here. So, sheep, if you come down to the front, and if our helpers can bring some chairs out, do you feel like you could carry a chair as well, sheep? Yep, come on then. Let's come and carry a chair here and see if you could get a chair from Debs or from Lewis. And we're going to build our own sheep pen at the front. So let's just take it a bit back like this. This is great. Keep them coming. There we go. We're going to have our own little sheep pen here. You've got to pretend these are rocks. I know it needs a little bit of imagination, but please roll with it. And here we go. So that's looking good. And we've got another couple of chairs. That would be brilliant. One more here. There we are. Sheep. Look at the sheep helping to build the sheep pen. This is brilliant. And I think, could we get one more in as well? I think so. Let's just have one more here. Great. Super. And not quite, but that will do. Let's go here. Something like that. One more, go on, one more on there. We'll put that on there, that's fine. Look at this. Right, here we are. Okay, now sheep, if you just come down and stand over here for me, that would be brilliant. So there we go, something a little bit like that. And we're building our own sheep pen, and so obviously there's a shepherd, because you've got to have a shepherd with sheep. Now, the thing was, in this smaller, this countryside sheep pen that we've just built here, and we showed up on the screen a moment ago, there was no physical gate, no physical door to it. And so once the shepherd, you'll see more of this next all-age service, once the shepherd had got his sheep in to the sheepfold, he would sit down, oh, like this, and he would become the gate or the door to the sheepfold. He would physically be the gate for it. So sheep, you have been wandering around all day. I want you to listen to the voice of your shepherd, okay? and come into the sheep pen where you'll be protected. So come into the sheep pen. Jesus said, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. You will be found. You will be safe. See, Jesus came to be the doorway or the gate through whom all wandering sheep, remember, that's you and that's me, that's these, where the Bible likens men and women and boys and girls to sheep. He said, I am the gateway through which all people come to be saved. And he did this by living a perfect life, by dying on a cross, and then 3 days later, coming back to life. And it is the most wonderful and the most amazing thing. But interestingly, Jesus is not done with the imagery yet. Because I don't know if you noticed or remembered when Rodney was reading that reading for us, he said that the sheep will come in, but he also said the sheep will go out and find pasture. They will come in and they will go out and find pasture if they know and listen to his voice. So as we finish today, I've got one final thing for you three sheep to do, okay? I want you to listen to the shepherd's voice. I want you to listen to the voice and find some good pasture for us, okay? Do you know what pasture is? It's like grass, or it is grass, we could say. So what you're looking for, hopefully, there we go. I want you to look for some grass like this. Now, I'm going to give you a clue, and you're going to have to listen to my voice. Okay, so right, there is some good grass, some good pasture, right at the back of church near the people that control the sound. So who would like to go and get that? Do you want to go and get that? So if you go and get that one. And there's also some good pasture maybe just on this side of the church. Do you want to go and grab it? And then Harry, there might be some good grass behind me up here. Do you want to see if you can go and grab that pasture? And when you've grabbed it, pull it off. It's only blue tacked on. Pull it off and bring it back here to the front. Bring that pasture back here and let's see what we have got. Brilliant. Okay. So let's, if you just come over to the side here. No, that's it. And oh, there we go. Right. And here, there we are. Great. So let's have a look. I want you to hold it up now. You might not be able to read this, but if you can, that's great. But if not, I will help you, okay? So lift up the grass really high. And this is the first bit of pasture that the sheep are going to feed on, okay? Do you want me to read this, Harry? Shall I read it? Okay, it says, I don't need that, you are loved by God. And I'm going to just put it up on the screen as well. You are loved by God. That's what we as sheep need to feed on. Need to remind ourselves of good things and good truths to think about and be encouraged by. What a wonderful truth that is. Maybe that's something that you need to hear today. You are loved by God. The Bible says that God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. He loves us so much that he provided Jesus to be this door, this gate. Okay, what other good pasture do we have? Can you read? Do you think you can read this one out, or do you want me to read it out? Do you want to go for it?
Give thanks to the Lord for he is good.
That is fantastic. Well done. Yes, he is. He is good. That's another piece of pasture that we can feed on. God is good. Sometimes we need reminding of that. Sometimes the world tells us that God isn't good. Sometimes when we're struggling and going through difficult times, it doesn't feel like God is good, but the Bible tells us, and God tells us that he is good. Well done. Okay, if you move along here, just come along, and what's our third, final piece of pasture for today? Can you read that for us?
To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
That's brilliantly read. Thank you so much. So three things. You're loved by God, God is good, and the sheep are part of God's family. This is another amazing truth to feed on, that when we come through Jesus the gate, we become part of God's family. That is what is symbolized in these baptisms that we've had today. It's symbolic of that truth, that people are becoming part of God's family, where we belong. It's one of Jesus' closest friends that said this. to all who received him, those who believed in his name. In other words, those who came through the gate, came through Jesus the gate, he gave the right to become members of God's family, which is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sheep, you have been great today. Can we have another bar? Yeah, great. So we are the children of God who have been saved by coming through Jesus the gate. And we gather together. We come through the door of the church. We gather together to keep listening to his voice and obeying it. I'm going to pray, and then we will get you back to your parents. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is the gate. Not just a gate, but the only gate we can go through to be saved. And thank you that he is the only gate we can go through to find good pasture, good grass to feed on, and the right way to live when we listen to his voice. Amen.